Thank you, Bill, and I am honored that you asked me to chair this panel, but we just learned this a couple of days ago. It's often common for the chairman to present a paper, but even if I were capable of putting together a good paper, there certainly wasn't time for it. So I'm happy to fill in here. I just left 2 weeks of vacation in Louisiana, where I grew up and lived until age 32 and moved to Virginia in 1972. And 2 weeks in Louisiana got people thinking a lot about property and ownership. There was remarkably small loss of life considering the devastation that was there, but there certainly was a staggering loss of property, personal property. I visited most areas of the state except New Orleans. I did go to Slidell, Louisiana, which is a bit east of New Orleans and north of there, and I saw devastation likes of which I had never seen, and for many people there was a complete loss of all property. They had nothing, many people, except the clothes off their backs. And seeing a great number of houses crushed by great trees is something I'll never forget. Congressman Bobby Jindal, who's a freshman congressman from Louisiana, is truly outstanding, and I would hope that at some point soon we could get him to come address the Philadelphia Society, because he's a remarkable person. On the Wednesday after the Katrina hurricane came through, he gave a talk at my Leadership Institute, and a brilliant talk outlining the staggering incompetence of government at every level. Even before the private nonprofit organizations began to give significant aid, Jindal found that he could get things done efficiently and promptly only by calling on private businesses, people who owned or managed privately owned businesses. Now there's staggering amounts of government aid pouring into Louisiana, and that is a process, particularly in Louisiana, fraught with danger. The level of endemic corruption in Louisiana is well known and has ancient antecedents in Louisiana. Huey Long's brother, Earl Long, after Huey's assassination, three times became governor of Louisiana. And in his final term of office, a reporter came up to Governor Long and said, "Governor, is it true that you recently said that you buy and sell the state legislature like a sack of potatoes?" Long smiled and said, "Young man, these are modern times. I find it more economical to rent them occasionally." Well, in Louisiana, there's still evidences of that. Perhaps most notable is the Orleans Parish Levy Board, which is the local government agency charged with building and maintaining the levees. Turns out that Orleans Parish Levy Board had invested its money, among other things, in a gambling casino and in a marina. Private ownership is fundamental to our civilization. There's a great exposition of this in Adam Smith's lectures on jurisprudence. As civilization developed, first there was ownership, then there was exchange, and then there was money and the spontaneous development of markets. From religion, we have in the Judeo-Christian faiths the admonition, "Thou shalt not steal." The concept of ownership of property has been under systematic attack from the first, in part from the human emotion of envy, and in part from the hubris of people who imagined they could plan and construct an entirely new system which would be more productive and more just than the spontaneously developed system based on property ownership and voluntary exchanges. In the 18th century, Edmund Burke thundered effectively against those theoretical constructs which foolishly attempt to overthrow the accumulated wisdom of mankind. In the 20th century, F.A. Hayek and others argued that central planning was doomed to failure because such planners could not ever know enough to make more efficient use of property and resources than private owners could managing their own affairs. And Hayek, interestingly, described himself as a Burkean. One would not necessarily describe Milton Friedman as a Burkean, but Professor Friedman famously wrote that we should not insist on a full theoretical justification of models used to describe and predict economic activity. If the models work, he said, we should use them and not worry too much about the theoretical foundations. And that sounds to me compatible with Hayek's concept of spontaneous order and Burke's respect for the accumulated wisdom of mankind. Now, this session is to go until 10 o'clock. The rules are relatively simple. The speakers will each speak for 20 or 25 minutes, and then we'll have a question and answer period. And experience at society meetings is that there are generally more questions and answers than the time will allow, but we will adjourn at 10 o'clock. We have two speakers here, both of whom are principal people, and they come at things from different directions, but on the topic of this presentation, I'm sure they will both make interesting presentations. David Boaz is one of the outstanding leading lights of the Cato Institute. He's the author of Libertarianism, a Primer. He's editor of the Libertarian Reader and co-editor of the Cato Handbook for Congress of 2003. David is familiar to us because he is a frequent guest on national television and radio shows. He's been published in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, the Washington Post, LA Times, National Review, etc. He's an outstanding spokesman, and I know he will make an interesting presentation for us. David.